You know a theatrical presentation is telling a true story when it uses the life histories and the words of the people whose story is being told. It's especially effective with a community that has been marginalized for whatever reason, because theirs are stories that aren't told often enough. Yes, I Am, a collection of stories from Honolulu's LGBT community, is just such a presentation. And Ron Gilliam is the director. He's with us in CR7 this morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've woven dramatic structure out of oral histories, right? First-person stories?
Yeah, the process of this play has been going out into the community with individuals from that community. For this particular production, it was for the LGBT community in Honolulu. Mm-hmm. And we went out and we collected stories from individuals from every part of the acronym, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. And we brought those stories back and we created a new performance, original performance out of them.
How do you put, you know, none of these were planned. You didn't say to somebody, okay, you're in act two and this is the action that's going on around you. So you have very disparate materials. How do you pull them together into something that makes sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. For this production, we actually used kind of a large storyboard. So mm-hmm. I had mentioned to you earlier, before the show, we used a storyboard and kind of clipped out parts of the script from lots of the interviews that we had that would make the initial or the final script.
Kind of physically cutting and pasting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It took a long time. It was about, I mean, it was a pure month of, we've been working on this show for 3 months. It has been a pure month of just structuring the script. And I think we got the full structure about 2 weeks ago.
Give me an idea of maybe one of the anecdotes that was told in this, just to give me a flavor of it.
You know, surprisingly, maybe I'll give a story that was very surprising to everyone coming into this. You know, a lot of us believe that Honolulu is a very safe place, that there's no need to worry about just personal safety.
A climate of acceptance you wouldn't find
in
another city, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. However, a large majority of the stories were about safety. Being scared to be who you are.
Being a target of violence because of who you are.
Yes, yes. So, you know, for example, we have one story that's being told about a couple who had been married, two men, and who were beaten near Queens Beach just walking on the street, and no one helped these two couples from this bashing that occurred. And it was talking the stories about the empowerment and how they dealt with that and their own issues of personal safety. There's other ones as well. That's just one that stands out in particular. And however, you know, that is one negative story. There's also humorous stories as part of this production as well. It's definitely not all negative.
But there is that shared experience of a lot of people in this community of having somebody just take a look at you and come after you, right?
Yes, yes. I think that's why mostly that the LGBT community has come together as a group and why we as a community are very accepting of individuals who don't consider part of kind of normal or normative society.
What is that thing of feeling, you know, that kind of violent rage toward a complete stranger whose life is none of your business? I mean, what you must have heard some speculation as to why do people do this, and as you collect these stories, do you have any thoughts being offered in that area?
Yeah, actually, you know, I think that's a great question. I think this play is aiming to kind of change individuals' perceptions of the community. And I think that a lot of times this type of violence that occurs is actually because of a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. And that is the root of the problem. It's just a common misunderstanding. So hopefully with work like this that is through Playbuilders that uses original stories, you know, people from that community to create an artistic work, we are going to be bridging, you know, communities, bridging the audience with these individual stories. And I think even people from the LGBT community themselves, they're going to be pretty surprised with these stories, how powerful they are, how they resonate with them, and they're going to learn some things as well, too.
Well, I mean, and I don't want to overemphasize the grim stories, but obviously that is a common thread. Mm-hmm. But it also, you're aiming at showing that this is also a life, you know, for a lot of people that brings them joy. And you're saying there's humor and that is in it as well.
Yes, yes. There's lots of jokes and humorous life stories. I mean, the piece itself is mostly about storytelling. It is stories of these individuals, mm-hmm. and there are lots of humorous stories of coming out to your family members, issues with your first partner, trying to negotiate how sure. you do what, you know.
So. Yeah, the various difficulties of kind of growing up, finding out who you are.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, you also find in any community that's marginalized, and is that a fair term to use?
Yes, yes, I think so.
LGBT communities. Mm-hmm. You find in communities that are marginalized that they do turn to humor as a kind of mutual support and kind of almost a salvation, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, you know, oftentimes we will laugh at instances within these stories, but sometimes it's a nervous laugh because it's a way that you deal with some serious social issues such as violence or acceptance or learning who you are. And I hope that we're creating an environment where people who are not even part of the LGBT community can watch the performance and still laugh with us, you know, at this performance as well.
But, you know, it's interesting, Ron, to hear you say, I mean, I would expect to hear you say that people from outside the community will learn from this show, but you're saying that people inside the community will learn from this show.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's an interesting dimension, don't you think?
Yeah, I think, like I said, a lot of individuals that were collecting the stories are part of that community, or part of the community, and they were very surprised when we were getting a lot of stories about physical violence. So, because people had in the main group may have not have experienced physical violence, mm-hmm. or they maybe experienced their life differently. We all have a unique lived experience. So, it is supposed to be a production where there's going to be a lot of discovery and learning, and hopefully everyone by the end will get something out of it to lead to more acceptance for this community.
Well, it certainly sounds as if it's a production that has been educational for all concerned. Yeah, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's great. And thanks very much for talking with us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Ron Gilliam is the director of Yes, I Am, a collection of stories from Honolulu's LGBT community. It'll be performed for 2 weekends, starting a week from tomorrow at Fresh Cafe in Honolulu. And details are on our new website, hpr2.org.
She keeps me warm. She keeps